I just want to go into like just general sales.
Okay.
So, and then I want to go into mindset and then decision making. So you talked about decision making.
Yes.
How is there like five types of the decision makers, or is that, I feel like you brought that up a few times. So I'm guessing that's like something that you think salespeople should be like thinking through while they're talking to a prospect.
Like, what do you mean? Like different personality types in terms of salespeople?
Yeah. Cause you said you want to see how this person makes decisions.
Yes. But I don't want to generalize it in terms of a specific type of person. Cause everyone is so different.
Okay.
Right. People are wired by different things. People have different things that mean certain things to them. You know, what I'm trying to look for is a pattern in their brain. That's it, a pattern. Mm-hmm. And typically, like the best example I can give, oh my God, words are beautiful. I love them. Okay. The best example I can give you is like if you're like on a date,
mm-hmm.
let's say when you're like, are you dating anybody?
I'm married.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. Right. So like when you're on your first date.
Yes.
Like before you met her, like when you started dating around for the first time.
Yeah.
We go on a date and we look for red flags.
Right? Yeah.
Okay. And if we see a red flag, we're like, like that could be trouble for us. Like maybe we shouldn't go on the first one. Maybe we shouldn't go on the second one. Maybe you go on a date with a girl and she's drinking the whole time and she's trashed. I'm like, like this was a no.
Yeah. Right? Or you're like, this is good.
And then you go to the second one and like that girl, the whole entire time she's crying about her ex. Like,
yeah.
And then the next one, the whole time, like she's like on her phone, like looking at Hinge while she's talking to
you.
Like, okay, red flag. Or the next one, she's like, I want to have 7 kids and you don't. And you're like, red flag. So you're looking for red flags. Same thing with us, like as girls, like guy talking about himself and how much money he makes the whole time. Okay, red flag.
Yeah.
Because if you actually did that, you wouldn't have to prove it. Right. And so second guy, like you are just a notorious like repeat serial dater. I'm like, okay, you have commitment issues. So I'm just looking for stuff that could possibly be an issue.
Yeah.
Same thing in a sales conversation.
God.
Based on what they are saying.
Yeah.
Could it be a problem for me at the end of the call? That's all I want to know.
So you're trying to pull out objections up
before
front.
They happen. Yeah. So prevention, objection prevention.
Yeah.
So same thing, like let's say you're talking to somebody in real estate and they've worked with a lot of different investors before.
Yeah.
Okay.
We could go to digital marketing now. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Can we use that as an example now?
In terms of what, like selling
education. So let's just say you're talking to a prospect and you're looking for
like high ticket sales.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay. This is a better example. Okay. So let's say that they've told you that they've already spent thousands of dollars on different programs and nothing has worked.
Yeah.
Okay. What's a red flag there?
That they probably don't take action, but they're a buyer.
Well, what's going on in their brain where they think they said, hey, like, I don't know about buying from you. I've taken a bunch of other programs. Like they haven't really worked. What issue could they possibly have?
Fear.
Yeah.
Trust issues.
Trust, right? They're like, oh, like girls are like, I don't want to date again. Like all the guys are mean. All the guys are assholes. Whatever it is, right? Trust issues.
Yeah.
So how do I get them to overcome that? Because if I go to the end of the call and I'm trying to get them to buy and then they bring up all this stuff, well, it's going to be harder for me to get them to uncover things when their back's up against the wall and I'm trying to get them to pay.
Yeah.
So if I do it beforehand,
we'll
be fine. So like before today, have you looked at any other like educational like programs or anything to actually show you how to learn how to do X and Y and Z?
Got it.
I took this program. It sucked. I took this program. The guy was an idiot. I took this program, you know, and I spent so much money on it and I've never gotten what I've looked for. I'm like, oh my God. Right?
Yeah.
Like, okay. And so I'm like, can I ask like who you went to? Well, this person. Like, let's say you know the people.
Yeah.
Then you'd be like, okay, yeah, they're fairly decent. You don't say good. You don't say bad. Let's say you have no idea who they are.
Yeah.
You'd be like, oh, okay, well, can I ask like what those programs really were? Like, give me some more context.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And you're just getting clarity. Hey, I took this one a year ago. They told me that they were going to teach me how to make money online with this. I didn't learn anything.
Yeah.
This and this happened. So like, did anybody get results in that program or like what happened? Right. Well, this person got results. This person got results. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what do you feel like held you back from having the same success?
Yeah.
And I want them to tell me I didn't show up to calls. I want them to take responsibility for why they didn't get success. Oh, well, you know, I just had, you know, a death in the family, so I really wasn't able to be present. There's just a lot of stuff going on, whatever it might be. Yeah. So I want them to take responsibility, and then I want them to break through the fear. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, do you understand that, like, in order for you to get where you're wanting to go, like how you just told me you wanted to learn, you want this and this and this, that it might require a little bit of uncomfortability and you trying something new again. Like, do you understand that?
Mm.
Well, yes. Okay. Well, my concern is that you've taken 4 other programs mm-hmm. and you haven't got the results that you were looking for. Like, why are you going to show up now?
Mm.
Okay. And they're like, they're going to explain to you, oh, I have to do this because of this and this. Well, I'm not sure. Like,
yeah.
Like, from what you've shown me so far, it yeah. seems like that there's been a lot of other things that have got in the way. Like, why is this important to you now? And
yeah.
they're selling me on why they're going to do it.
Mm.
I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, yes. I'm like, well, why? They're telling me why.
Yeah.
I'm like, and I just keep reframing them. I'm like, well, do you understand, like, the version of you that is going to accomplish all these things? Like, the only difference between you and that person is a knowledge and a skill set. Like, are you willing to do what this person needs in order for you to become that person?
Yeah.
You know, so I just kind of keep reframing, especially like high ticking
yeah.
to just say, yes, I'm willing to do it. My old pattern doesn't work for me anymore. I have a new pattern.
Yeah. So what about, like, is there, so we use like a closer framework. Have you heard of it? Closer okay. framework. It's a clarity, label, overview, sell,
okay.
explain, and then reinforce.
Okay.
So in clarity, typically I'm telling the salespeople that they should try to pull on all the objections in the first part of the call.
Mm-hmm.
So clarity. So like, okay, have you ever done coaching before? How soon do you want to get started? Do you have a partner? How much capital do you have right now to invest in real estate? We try to cover all those objections up front. Is that kind of like, do you have like the same thing, or how do you typically handle that?
It really just depends on the context and depends on the person's tone when they're asking, mm-hmm. because my only concern is that sometimes when you ask a question that's like, oh God, when I mean, oh God, like it could possibly trigger them. Right. And I don't think it's inappropriate for your industry because you're asking about how much do they have to invest in real estate. You know, I think that's really important.
Yeah, they have to have money.
They have
yeah.
to have money.
Yeah.
Right. But like maybe like as you're saying, like, well, how much do you have to invest? Right. Well, that could trigger somebody versus like, well, can you, I don't know. I would have to think about like how I would reframe that. But like asking them about like how much funds do you have in place so that you can start investing in a home and buying it, right? And talk about an end result versus just like, well, how much do you have? So it's just all about relanguaging and framing. And again, this call, like the conversation is so like precise and there's different things that are coming out. Sometimes when I'm asking like question about like what's going on in their situation, it could start to feel like an interrogation.
Yeah.
Right. And so I just, you know, I like want to understand what's going on in their present situation right now. And then later on, I ask about, well, what did they do in the past? Because it's like we got past all that point
mm-hmm.
and it just works kind of well for me. But, you know, I don't know. I don't think one way is the right way.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to make sure it doesn't feel like an interrogation where it's like question, question, question,
yeah.
question, and where we're framing it to where we can really understand what's going on in their world.